Hello, everybody. I'm Kevin Weiner, and thanks so much for tuning in to another broadcast of Beyond Everything Radio. And guess what? I have a question for you. Are demons depicted in that TV show, Ghost Adventures, are they a real thing? Is there really another dimension to reality that most people just can't see? Well, in today's broadcast, we explore a story where a bunch of demons have possessed a man, and he goes around tormenting the entire town. Nope, this is not a B-level horror film. This is right out of the Bible. And while we can learn something about the ancient beliefs in demons, this story allows us to learn something else about the town and ourselves. So, join me now as we see beyond the legion of demons into a dimension of reality that, if accessed, can really transform our lives. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another broadcast of Beyond Everything Radio, and I am your host. My name is Kevin Winder. I like to serve the world as an online pastor, author, and uncoach, among other things. And I'm so glad to have you here. Welcome to the program. Welcome to Sunday. Hey, folks, T-minus 2 weeks. What am I talking about? Well, 2 weeks left. You have this week and next week. If you want to hear these messages, these broadcasts, these posts, and you are listening on the radio, then you are going to have to go to my website, www.kevinwinder.com, sign up for Winder's Windshield. Why? Well, because in 2 weeks, I will be leaving the airwaves, and this will be a podcast only. That's right. It'll be available to those people who receive it on a podcast or who download it from the weekly newsletter or who access it from my website, www.kevinwinder.com. So go there today, sign up for Winder's Windshield, never miss another episode, and I will be so glad if you do. Now, folks, we are talking today about something that I think for this audience is going to be a mixed bag. Some of you are going to be all over this because some of you really do believe in demons and demonic possession, the spiritual realm. And the way that you approach it is very much in line with what you might see here in the story, or you might see depicted in Hollywood movies. Others are looking at this maybe from a scientific perspective and say, man, there is no such thing as demons or spirituality or that kind of a realm. And, you know, this might even just be a waste of my time. Well, I want to give you a clue that it's not. And what we're going to do today is really explore something. And in fact, for those of you who hold to the second perspective there, I would like to tell you that by the end of this program, I will have proven that there is yet another dimension that is not empirically based, that is every bit an aspect of reality. So if you want to stay tuned, I'd love to have you come and stay plugged in for this whole broadcast. What am I talking about? I'm talking about pigs and another dimension. That's right. The title of today's message is called Pigs and Another Dimension. And what am I talking about? Well, there's this odd story that's captured three times in the Bible. It's found in Mark chapter 5, Luke chapter 8, and Matthew chapter 8 as well. And it records basically a demon-possessed man. But in Matthew, it records two demon-possessed men. But basically, it's the same story. And Jesus delivers the man by sending the demons that have possessed him into a herd of pigs who then go jump off a cliff. And the end result is a town that comes out to see what happens. And they are not happy, so much so that they actually beg Jesus to leave the town. Now, a lot of people focus really on the demon possession. This is one of those kinds of stories, especially when you look at all three different versions that have different nuances in them, where you kind of get into demonology. You get into these beliefs about what's going on in this alternative world. And it's true that this story is about deliverance from demons. I mean, there's no question about it. That's the whole point. But the application for us today in the modern world is, what does that really mean? I mean, does this mean we should all move into a demonology perspective? Or should we learn something else from this story? And you can do what you want, but I think both are possible. And so beyond the demons, why did the town want Jesus to leave? You know, why wouldn't Jesus just let the delivered man go with him when he wanted to come with Jesus and follow him? I mean, these are other questions that emerge from this story that we really need to uncover, and that's what we're going to do today. You see, this town was being oppressed. They were being oppressed by this demon-possessed man, or if you read Matthew's account, it's two men. And they couldn't even walk by without these guys doing violence to them. And so people could not live freely alongside of the demon-possessed men. Obviously, you don't want your children going near them. You know, you don't want to go out and go fishing near them. You don't want to do anything near them. And you don't want them coming near you or your kids. So what is a demon? And what was it that was actually happening to this town? You see, in horror movies, demons are these dark minions who serve a darker power of Satan, and they live in another dimension of reality, usually hell. And occasionally, these demons inhabit people and do damage to all that is around them. You see this in ghost adventures sometimes. The people will find a dark, evil, malevolent spirit that is then all of a sudden occupies them, changes their mood, makes them in this really angry, hostile place, these manifestations types of things. So, these demons, especially depicted in movies and in this, you know, are these manifestations of evil. And then hatred and pain and deception. You know, and this Bible story seems to really corroborate Hollywood's perspective. In fact, I would not doubt for a minute that Hollywood has derived its perspective from the Bible. I mean, what better source than to get an idea of what's going on here? And when the legion of demons, and the legion is a term for many, it's an army, it's a vast group. This legion of demons that's in this man, they see Jesus. Their negotiation with him that follows really illuminates that there's something more, right? There's this other dimension that becomes visible when they start talking, because they're saying, what do you want to do with us, Jesus? Are you coming to torment us before the time? So they seem to know something that's going on that isn't visible to everybody else around. And it's kind of beyond our natural frame of seeing, isn't it? And that's the whole point. There's this other dimension. And demons are aware that there is this time, as it says in Matthew 8:29, when their power will be lost or broken or destroyed. And they are aware that Jesus is the one who's going to end it. And so Jesus, apparently aware that it's not his time to judge them, actually complies with their request, because they say, do not send us anywhere but into these pigs. Just let us go into the pigs. If you're going to send us away and cast us out of this man or these men, put us into the pigs. And so Jesus complies and says, okay, go into the pigs. And, you know, like all miracle stories, Jesus is accessing another dimension to remove suffering in this one person and in this town. See, this is the key. There is another dimension that is accessed by Jesus to remove our suffering. And, you know, we would really do well to learn from this, right? There's so much suffering in the world. And there's something about this other dimension that can end it. But how? Is it just a matter of removing demons? I mean, if you follow certain belief systems, that's all it is. Every pain in the world is a demon, and so you just cast out the demon in the name of Jesus. And that becomes your spiritual warfare constantly. I lived like that for many years. Now, if you're a pig farmer, then your pigs are your livelihood. They are your business. This is what you do. This is your whole life. You raise pigs and you sell pigs. And if Jesus sends demons into your pigs and they go jump off a cliff, well, then Jesus just destroyed your business, right? When the pig farmer ran into town, he wasn't likely celebrating the deliverance of the man or the men, right? He wasn't saying, hey, come and check this out. Jesus saved this guy from all these demons. All the demons that were tormenting our town are now gone. I don't think so. You see, I think he was telling the town that something worse than the oppressing demons was here. You see, for many people, the loss of liberty by oppression is definitely preferred to the loss of business. Isn't that the case? Right? Wouldn't we rather just lose some freedoms than to lose business? In fact, we sell all of our freedoms and our liberty for the sake of business so often in life. You know, and here's Jesus. Jesus totally jeopardizes the status quo. You see, the city isn't ready for real healing. It fears change more than the demons it harbors. And that's precisely why I believe this town harbors demons. You see, the dark forces behind our oppressions and our prisons, they will not take residence in the life that faithfully welcomes transformation. So if you're the kind of person that is always looking to improve, to change, to learn, then that means you already have a humble disposition. You are what Jesus calls a disciple, a student, a mathiti, right? And so that type of person is the kind of person that dark forces do not oppress. But the kind that is prideful, arrogant, knows it all, has it down, unwilling, unteachable. Ah, that's a different kind of town, isn't it? That's a different kind of place for a dark force to take up residence. You see, a life that is stifled by fear and a life that resists change fails to recognize that it's already under the influence of this other dimension. So, whether you believe in demons or not, let this be a sobering reminder to you that if you live a life that's stifled by fear, if you live a life that resists change, there's another dimension that has already taken up housing within your thinking. See, the heart of this story is found kind of between the lines of the story. This story is found among other stories that reveal just how life will require a faith or trust that doesn't work as we would expect it to work. I mean, following Jesus is not like following a formula or a doctrine or some other kind of rigid system. No, no, that's not how it works. You see, following Jesus is something nuanced. Something more about your life. It's tapping into a perspective, another dimension that is actually paradoxical to our primary assumptions, right? The way you think things are isn't how they actually are. But it's this other dimension that helps you see that what I think I see isn't exactly as it is. And that's not doublespeak, and that's not just being weird. That's simply what faith is. Faith just doesn't ignore the facts, as a lot of people say, and falsely accuse people of faith of having, saying, oh, you just ignore the facts. You know, you go on saying, hey, I'm healed, when clearly the doctor's report says you're not. That's not what is happening, folks. You see, faith doesn't ignore the facts. It simply trusts that there is something more beyond the facts. Faith is attached to this other dimension. It allows you to see things that you can't see without it. You see, that's the beauty of this story. It really starts to kind of pull all this out. And then there are the pigs, right? You know, you have this story, which is really interesting, and then there's this pigs, these herd of pigs, where the demons are cast into, and they go running off into the cliff. But you see, there's so much suffering in the world. We all face some sort of internal or external oppression. Our quote-unquote demons are really just the squatters that move in to that dimension of our life that we would prefer to avoid. And so the pigs kind of represent this idea that, hey, I'm a demon and I have to live in somebody or something. They're squatters. They're a dimension that squats in your life. In the place where you should have residence of something else, you have these things. Now, that can be open and wider in terms of your interpretation, can't it? You see, we prefer to think we're in control. We always consume what we know we shouldn't. We keep repeating that thing we promised that we would change, don't we? You know, personal change is never as easy as we like to think it is. We like to think we're in control, but yet we overeat, we overspend, we overdrink, and we overdo it just because moderation doesn't satisfy that dimension of us, you know, that we're actually powerless to face. And so we go on with all of our suffering, all of our addictions, all of our problems, all of our relational, financial, and other kinds of suffering. Why? Because we can't seem to make the change we want in our lives. We get nowhere, not despite of our efforts. You see, we get nowhere because of our efforts. If you don't see that nuance, then you're not tapping into exactly what a demon is. You see, if we long for a life that is liberated from such things, but the work to change it seems way too hard, if the hole seems way too deep, if you've convinced yourself, I can't change, I'm too far gone now, well, then you have chosen your oppression. You have welcomed the squatter, just like these people in the town did. Right? They didn't want Jesus to be hanging around. Why? Because he's going to disrupt the status quo. And what is Jesus if he's not referencing another dimension? You see, like this town, we too often prefer the demons to Jesus. We won't leave it with the pigs, will we? We won't just send them into the pigs, into this other thing. We won't cast the squatters out. We just cast Jesus out. I mean, just think about how when it comes to issues of faith, you know, I know a lot of people, they'll just read my introduction when this comes across Facebook and they won't click through because they're like, oh, it's that religious guy who's posting religious stuff. There's all these kind of preconceived ideas and notions about what this is. And so they just prefer the demon to Jesus, right? It's just take what I already know. I'm certain. I got it. You know, the devil you know is better than the devil you don't. See, personal liberation isn't easy, folks. If you want to be free, it's going to cost you something. We could all lose all of our pigs into the sea. We might lose all of our businesses. We might lose our livelihoods, our communities, our reputations, you know. But if we've built our identity around such things, if we think that our job title, our zip code, our social status is who we really are, then liberation is going to cost us our entire life. For some, I mean, that's just way too much of a price to pay. You see, an authentic life, a real life, a true self, a soul, cannot live in a town of denial. You know, so what happens then to the delivered man, right? What happens if you go through the process of transformation and you get the demon removed, you take the alternative reality, this other dimension, and you apply it to your life in such a way that you find those little nuances of change and you make them? What happens to the delivered man? Well, in the story, he wants to just follow Jesus. He wants to just keep following the light. But Jesus pulled from a dimension that allowed him to see the trapped man beyond the demon, right? So when Jesus saw the man oppressed by the demons, he didn't just see the demons. The town people saw all the horrible things. And Jesus' compassion for the man took precedent over the local business. It took precedent over the distorted ideals of the town. And no wonder the delivered man wanted to follow Jesus and leave it all behind. It probably wasn't the most integrated and happy, pleasant place to be. But instead, you know, despite all the places in the Bible where Jesus says, follow me, here comes a guy who says, I want to follow you, and Jesus says, no, don't follow me. Instead, Jesus sends him back to the town, basically sends him on mission to remind the town about this other dimension. See, his presence in the town is a daily reminder that there's this something more, this something other. There's this other dimension to those who fear facing reality, right? Because remember, the town came out and just sent Jesus away. We don't want you here. And Jesus says, well, fine, I might go, but the dimension that you're standing on, that you're bumping up against, that you're so fearful of facing, that dimension is not going to leave. And this man who's healed will be your daily reminder that there's this other thing. So the healed man replaces the demons as an alternative form of oppression. Do you see that? See how the demons were oppressing the town? And then they said, oh my gosh, this is bad for business. Jesus, you need to leave. And now the healed man oppresses the town because he's pointing to the other dimension, that of healing. And so Jesus leaves this man here, there, as what I and others have called a scourge of love. Now that is true mission. So freedom doesn't always look like we think it should, right? Things aren't as they should, but how do you know that? Well, you can only know that when you gain the eyes to see, when you access this other dimension. You can see that freedom doesn't look like you think it should. Freedom always eludes our fake IDs. Freedom never comes to the false self. The false self is eternally tormented and oppressed by squatters. This other dimension, though, that I've been talking about will intersect with us one way or another. And just like this town, the dimension was intersecting with demon possession. And then when the demons were gone, the dimension was intersecting with a man who was healed. So either way, the town probably didn't want to hear it. And that's kind of not unlike our world, isn't it? We want to see things in this scientific worldview all the time as though everything that exists and the only things that exist are empirically based. But that's not true. Even the best scientist and empiricist uses logic, right? And logic is not empirically based. How heavy is it? What's the circumference? We use mathematics, and yet mathematics is not empirically based, right? What's the weight of the number 7? How wide in centimeters is the number 8? So, folks, there is another dimension. There is non-physical, non-empirically based reality, and it's always bumping into us. We don't go a single day without intersecting it. This other dimension intersects all of us one way or another. It's whether you're awake enough to perceive it, whether you're awake enough to perceive that there's a squatter, or awake enough to see that there is healing. You see, before us all, within this very moment, the unavoidable eternal moment. You see, we can avoid ultimate reality and just take on the squatter, or we can forsake all that we think is real and trust that we're going to find the truth. Now, those are big words. These are big concepts, but this is a reality. This is a sobering reminder and a hope that bubbles to the surface from an amazing story. And we finally get to the place, folks, when we finally get to the place where we desire authenticity, where we desire to be real, to be honest for a change, to finally do some soul work. When we desire that so much that we forsake everything else, when nothing else seems to really matter anymore, then we can be sure that our demons have gone and we have entered the kingdom of God. Greetings, everyone. I'm Kevin Winder from Beyond Everything Radio, and I really want to encourage you to go to my website right now and sign up for Winder's Windshield. That's my weekly newsletter, and you can find it at kevinwinder.com. When you sign up, you'll join all the others in the virtual space. Each Sunday morning, you'll get a link to my blog, my radio program, and my podcast. You'll be the first to access new content, uncoaching opportunities, and webinars, and so much more. Sign up now and you'll get a free e-version of my book, Getting Better When You Can't. Now, go to kevinwinder.com and remember I spell Kevin like the number 7. Go to kevinwinder.com and look for Winder's Windshield and sign up today.